the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, reaching goals, and keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So today's Wednesday, and we're continuing our discussion on making big decisions. And today I want to focus specifically on emotional decision-making. Now, this is an area that I've struggled with, and pretty much my whole life. Years ago, I was actually engaged to a woman. I was 2 months away from getting married. And a friend and I sat down and just really started chatting one day. And he asked me to tell him about this woman that I was going to marry. And so I said, you know, she'll make a good mother. You know, she's great for me with clients. She's very professional. She plays the role very well. She doesn't spend a tremendous amount of money. She had a good job. And he stops me. And he said, what are you doing? And I said, what are you talking about? He said, it sounds like you're buying a car. These are features. How do you feel about this woman? I couldn't answer the question. And as soon as I realized why I couldn't answer the question, it wasn't right. It didn't feel right. And literally after that conversation, I went back to her and I told her that I wasn't ready. And of course, I got an ultimatum after that, and it ended up I walked away from the relationship. And in hindsight, it would have been a horrible mistake for me to go through with that. So thank God I did it. Some people just have great instincts that way. Their gut tells them what to do right out of the gate. I've never been fortunate enough to be that person. But what I have learned is that you can pose questions to your subconscious mind. You know, we talked about it weeks ago where we really dove into the subconscious. But before you go to sleep at night, go in with a question that you need answered. Right? So sort of put that question in your mind and just sleep on it, but make sure and let your subconscious work on the answer for you. And when you wake up, just go back to that question and see if anything comes to you. The other option is just to be with it. You're having a dilemma, trying to make an important decision. Sit quietly and just be with the question. Stop thinking about it for a while and just be with it and see how it feels inside. Try different solutions, whatever your different outcomes are, and sort of play those out and see how it feels inside you if you make a particular decision. And that will give you some great insight as to which way to go. Now, if you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator Daily, just hit the subscribe button on Stitcher or on iTunes and commit to joining me for a few minutes each day. It doesn't cost you a dime, and we can all use a mental adjustment. I would love to be able to do that with you each day. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me for tomorrow's 90-Second Navigator. We're going to discuss lack versus abundance when it comes to decision-making. But remember for today, it's a powerful tool you have from an emotional standpoint to think about how you feel on a particular outcome. And if you can tune into that, you will come up with better decisions.